An advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending COVID-19 boosters for younger teens. Boosters are already recommended for everyone 16 and older. Earlier this week, the Food and Drug Administration authorized an extra Pfizer booster for kids aged 12 to 15 as well. CDC advisors today recommended the younger teens should get a booster. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky will make the final decision. Earlier today, Walensky reported U.S. coronavirus cases continue to skyrocket. She said they're nearly all the Omicron variant.
Based on CDC genomic sequencing, we now estimate that Omicron represents about 95% of cases in the country, and Delta represents the remaining 5% of the cases.
After topping 1 million new recorded cases Monday, yesterday's number neared 900,000. Walensky said the seven-day average of cases was up by 98% over the previous week. Hospitalizations were up by about 63% over the previous week. Deaths, which lag hospitalizations, were up by about 5% at around 1,200 per day. That number is far below the 3,400 people who were dying of COVID every day last year at this time. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci said that for children, as for adults, it appears the Omicron variant causes less severe disease. But he said that comes with a caveat.
Rapid community of spread is seeing larger numbers of children being hospitalized, again, mostly among the unvaccinated. And about vaccination, just to refresh your memory, the Pfizer-BioNTech is now authorized and recommended for children from 5 to 17. Children from 12 to 17 can get a booster. The FDA authorized 12 to 15.
An advisory commission for the CDC, as I reported, also did recommend that booster. For the youngest children, though, those from 6 months to 5 years of age, there is no precise word on timing for a vaccine.
Those studies are ongoing now to get the right dosage regimen to get to where we want to be. And likely the clinical trial are ongoing and in individuals less than 5 years, hopefully in the first half. Hopefully towards the earlier part of the first half, we may have some information so that we can vaccinate children of that age.
Walensky said health officials are not changing the qualifications for being fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to require a booster, but said they're urging people to stay up to date on their protection against the virus by getting booster shots when eligible. The decision to keep the initial definition established more than a year ago when the vaccines first rolled out means that federal vaccination mandates for travel or employment will not require a booster dose. More than 71 million people in this country have received a booster, according to CDC statistics.